My next question has to do with my mom, and I really am very appreciative of your explanation of not death, because it's helping me through a very difficult time. And my mom slipped into a semi-coma in the hospital last week, and we had had many discussions about what I've learned from Abraham. And the next morning, she was conscious again, and she told me that she visited with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles that have already passed on. And she said, they told me not to fear. And we talked about it. Now, my dad, who doesn't get any of this and doesn't want to, he said she was hallucinating. I believe it happened.
It did.
I asked her if she saw a dark tunnel with a light beyond, because I've always heard that that's, you know, the death experience. And she said no, she was looking for it, but she didn't see it.
She might also have said, I didn't die.
So I reassured her that obviously it was not her time yet. And we really bonded over that. I'm trying to be a soother for my mother and to...
Well, here's the thing that we want to chat with you about here. So you have all kinds of options and ways that you can utilize this moment in time. So here you are, you're sitting, your mother's nowhere around, and of course you love her and you want the best for her, but do you think that focusing upon the transition of your mother is the best utilization of this moment in time for you? Aside from the fact that you're talking to somebody who's already dead. In other words, if you could sort of take Abraham out of the equation and just think in terms of the way you are using this moment in time, really, there are so many things that you might be better to put your attention toward than that. Sometimes you say, well, I need to prepare myself for it. And we say, just accept it as something that is very natural and don't make a great big thing about it. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would be talking about things that feel really, really good to you. And so if we were to say to you, virtual reality, where are we? We don't think you'd say, I'm at the hospital at my mother's bedside. That's a sort of reality that you feel obligated to face. And so go, if you must, and sit by her bed, but don't talk about it otherwise. Don't use that as your basis of thought, because it's probably not the most life-giving thought that you might think. Now, does that feel wrong to you? Do you feel like you are abandoning someone in need when you're not giving your every thought to them?
Not at all. No.
So, but if you did feel like you were abandoning your mother, then you could have thoughts about your mother. You just don't have to go to where she is now. You have so many choices, you see. We're guiding all of you here today. You can feel us sort of stubbornly bringing you back to this virtual reality, because we wonder, when there's so much that one might think about, why one would choose a problem. Or when there's so much that you might think about, why one would cause a dilemma. Or why one would remember an insult. Or why one would focus upon an injury or an illness. When there's so much that you could be using to activate vibrations within you that could serve you so much better. Life is now. How are you vibrating? Life is now. How are you vibrating? Life is now. How are you vibrating? Well, I'm worried about my mother. Well, why would you do that now? Well, I don't know. I just am. Well, don't do that. Well, I feel like I should. Well, why? Well, because I don't know. Shouldn't I be worried about something? Shouldn't I be trying to fix something? And we say, you're vibrating now. Your life is now. Your life force is now. You're letting it in now, or you're not letting it in now. Why would you want to choose anything now that doesn't allow life force to flow fully now? Well, because shouldn't I face reality? Well, then if we want to face reality, let's look at the broader view. Now, isn't there something good that you might find in reality to face? your mother had a glorious experience, and it did take the fear out of all of that. And don't let anyone convince you that she was hallucinating. She was not hallucinating. She had an out-of-body experience. She absolutely vibed right into the vibration. She translated it into that very meaningful relationship. She was accurate in her translation. It's all just right for her. And don't worry that your father doesn't understand it. In other words, that doesn't matter either. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.